Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice 4 sight words, and it's going to be great. But before we do that, I need to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Well, you find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Write neatly. And then when you're finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. You don't need it for a while. So if you look at your paper, you're going to see 4 big, fat, giant sight words. And we are going to start with the first sight word at the top. It's spelled A-R-E. R. And if you look next to the word R, you're going to see a whole lot of words. We're going to be working in that section, but I need you to stay in that section. Don't move down till we are ready, okay? All right. So the first sight word is spelled A-R-E, and the word is R. So can you find some kind of a red crayon? Because we're going to color the first letter A red in the word R. So find your red crayon and then start coloring. R begins with the letter A. And the word R is this kind of R. We are working. Are you working? We are smart. It's that kind of the word. It's that word, R. A-R-E-R. Okay, take 2 more seconds for your A. 2, 1, and then let's work on the letter R. Can you find some kind of a yellow crayon? Color the R yellow. A-R-E. It has 3 letters, and it's the word R. A-R-E-R. Now, when you look at this word, we're coloring the R, and the word is R. So when you see this word, maybe the R in the middle between A and E will help you remember the word is R. Take 2 more seconds for the word R, 2, or for the letter R, 2, 1, and then can you find a blue crayon? Some kind of a blue crayon for the letter E. A-R-E-R. We are getting our work done. Yes, we are. Are you coloring neatly? I sure hope so. Okay. Hang on to that blue crayon. You should be almost finished coloring your blue E. Hang on to it. Don't put it down. Let's practice spelling and saying the word R in a baby voice. I'll go first. A-R-E-R. A-R-E-R. Will you do it with me? Ready? Go. A-R-E-R. Good. Now, if you stay in the R section, you're going to see a whole lot of words. Now, don't start circling. Hang on. I want us to underline the word R when you find it. That means you're going to draw a line under each letter. It's like they're going to be sitting on a wire, on a line. You're just going to put a line under all the letters going across. So start looking for the word R. Use your blue crayon to underline it when you see it in this section. Stay in this top section. You're going to find 5 of them. A-R-E-R. And you're looking for the word R. You're using your blue crayon and you're underlining the letters. Going across, you're underlining the letters. A-R-E, A-R-E. See if you can find 5. There are only 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I found them. I found them. I found all 5. Did you? Okay, let's put down our blue crayon. Let's move to the next word. G-E-T. Get. G-E-T. Get. Can you find a gray crayon for the letter G? If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. It makes a nice gray color. Let's color the G and get gray. Get begins with the letter G. G-E-T. It has three letters just like the word R. R has three letters and so does get. So we have a gray letter G. All right. Take two more seconds for your letter G. Two, one. Please put down your gray crayon. Can you find a purple crayon for the letter E in get? Can you find a purple crayon? Color the letter E purple. G-E-T, get. Get out of here. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. I can get that for you. Get. Get. We will get close up. Get. So we have a gray letter G, and then we have a purple E. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Put down that purple crayon and find an orange crayon for the letter T and get. Look for an orange crayon for the letter T. G, E, T, get. Can you get that for me? Get. All right, hold on to your orange crayon. Don't put it down. I want us to practice spelling and saying the word get in our sad voice. I'll go first. G-E-T, get. G-E-T, get. Will you do it with me? Ready, go. G-E-T, get. Okay, we're going to underline all the get words that we can find. Use your orange crayon. You should find six of them. G-E-T, get. G-E-T, get. You're looking for six. G-E-T, get. G-E-T, get. G-E-T, get. See if you can find six. I did it. I found six. I found six. The word is get. Our first word, A-R-E-R. Next word, G-E-T, get. Let's put down our orange crayons, two, one, and let's move to our next word. It has N-E-W, new. Do you have new crayons? I do not, and I need some. Let's find a pink crayon. Can you find your pink crayon? And let's color the N in the word new pink. Start coloring the letter N pink. New begins with the letter N. New has three letters, just like the word R at the top, and then get. All of our sight words so far all have three letters. And new begins with the letter N. We're coloring it pink. All right, take two more seconds. Two, one, put down your pink crayon. Can you find your light green crayon for the letter E? It mine's a yellow green crayon. You can use any kind of a green. I'm using my light green. And let's color the letter E in new green. N-E-W, new. I need some new crayons. Did you get new shoes? I like them. New. Are you new to this activity or have you done one of these before? New. It's shiny and new. Take two more seconds for your letter E. Two, one. Will you put down your green crayon and find some kind of a red crayon? I actually just picked up my violet red, so it's going to be violety ready for my letter W. Let's color the W some kind of a red color. N-E-W, new. I need a new coat. Definitely need new crayons. These don't have very sharp points. New. The opposite of new is old. My crayons are old. If my name is Oldham and I tried to do the opposite for old, my new name would be Newham. I kind of like it, Mrs. Newham. Take 2 more seconds for that W, but hold on to your red crayon. Don't put it down. 2, 1. Let's practice spelling and saying the word new in a very slow, turtle-like voice. I'll go first. N E W, new. Can you do it with me? Ready, go. N E W, new. It's slow like a turtle. All right, let's look for the word new and underline it with your red crayon in the new section. Boys and girls, you're only going to find 5 of them. There are only 5 words for N-E-W, new. N-E-W, new. You're using your red crayon and you're underlining. If you make a mistake, it's okay. Just cross it out. Put an X through it. No big deal. No big deal. I make mistakes all the time. Okay, I found all 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put down your red crayon in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, so far we have R, get, new, and our last sight word, T-H-E-Y. T-H-E-Y is they. They are great. Let's find a blue crayon. I actually just picked up my light blue crayon, my blue-green crayon. Do you have that? Turquoisey? You can use any kind of blue. Let's color the T in they blue. They begins with the letter T. Now look at the word they. It does not have 3 letters like R, get, and new. It has how many? Yep, 4. They has 4 letters. We're coloring the letter T, some kind of a blue. I'm using my blue-green crayon, so it's a turquoise. Take 2 more seconds for that. 2, 1. Put down your blue crayon. Let's color our H green. Find some kind of a green crayon for the letter H. T-H-E-Y, they. They are doing great. They are in my class. They are coming over. All right. Take 2 more seconds for your letter H. 2, 1. Okay, can you find some kind of a red crayon for your letter E? I just picked up my red violet. So, whatever works, whatever you can find, my red violet crayon is going to color the letter E in they. We have a blue T, turquoise, if you found it, and a green H, and now I have a red violet E. T-H-E-Y, they. They said they were going to come over and they're late. Where are they? They. T-H-E-Y. They. Take 2 more seconds for your letter E. 2, 1. Put down that red crayon and find a purple crayon for the letter Y. T-H-E-Y. They. They better hurry up and get here. Where are they? They are driving me crazy. T-H-E-Y, they. Now hold on to your purple crayon. Let's practice spelling and saying the word they in a funny voice, like we're laughing, like it was just hilarious. Somebody told us a funny joke. Ready? I'll go first. T-H-E-Y, they. T-H-E-Y, they. Okay, you do it with me. Ready? Go. T-H-E-Y, they. Okay, take your purple crayon. Underline the word they when you find it. You're going to find 5 of them. T-H-E-Y, they. Look for 5 of them. Purple crayon, underline it. Make a mistake, just cross it out. No big deal. T-H-E-Y, they. You can find 5 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I found them all. Yahoo! Take 3 more seconds. 3, Two. One. Please put down your purple crayon and bind your pencil. We're going to practice reading our sight words inside of sentences. Number one. I'm going to read it to you. It says, can come to, can they. Can you trace the letters in the word they for me? TH, they're already there. Just trace them for me. EY, they. And then move over. You're going to see a big long line. Let's write they one time. TH EY, they. All right, let's try number two. Let's our pencils. Let's get our pencils. Trace the letters and get. GET, get. Let's write it on the line. We were sad when we read this one. GET, get. Let's try number three. We ready to go. We R, see the letter R between the A and the E? Let's trace those letters. A, R, E. We were talking in our baby voice when we wrote this one. Let's write it on the line. A, R, E, R. And our last one, number four. I have a book. I have a new book. Trace the letters in new for me. N, E. W. We said it slow. Let's write it. N-E-W. New. Okay, go back up to the big fat sight words for me, the ones at the top that we colored. Let's read them going down. You echo me. R, get, new, they. Let's do it again. R, get, new, they. Now let's read them together. Ready, go. R, get, new, they. Now let's go backwards. Start at they and go up. They, new, get, are. Boys and girls, we did it. We learned four words today. That's it. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.